good evening or good afternoon. If you're in Alaska, most people, it's probably good evening. This is Ralph Kermit Winter Road II coming with the Ralph Winter Road Show out of Alaska. Truth seeker of the far north. No leaves hardly on our trees anymore. Looks like winter's going to be here real shortly. We're seeing snow down to 1,500 feet up here in the Maltoonies. This is not good. If I had the money, I'd become a snowbird, I think. Head south for a bit. Anyway, probably going to talk general about the courts and some of the other things that weren't all that great this week, obviously. Heard that the Browns back in Rhode Island, I guess or New Hampshire, got arrested. The two people, Elaine and Ed Brown, that were back there, quote, tax protesters, convicted of IRS charges, and I'm not sure yet for sure how that came about. My guess is, I initially put out a post, it's I'm sure somebody was a Trojan horse, and they get in there under the guise of being supporters or something, and they were probably arrested in that means, but I really don't have any first-hand information, or anybody that's even, of course, I wouldn't have first-hand information, but anybody that even got good second- or third-hand information. I've had several reports that of the fact that marshals came in under the guise of supporters, and somehow they got them arrested. Whether they actually did resist or not, or if they were beaten up, have been several different things, and I really don't know. But, of course, it's obviously not good that they've been arrested. They did take a stand, and I laud them for that. But one of the first things you learn in anything that's against our fascist police state today is you trust no one. Been there, done all that. And it's amazing what people will do, that even that you know, how they will be coerced for whatever reasons, for a nominal amount of money, or they've been threatening with some crime, or they've been caught doing something, and what they will do to save their own skin. So anyway, it's going to be interesting to wait and find out and see what the real truth of the situation is back there in the Browns. Like I say, I wish them well. Don't happen to, it's unfortunate from my perspective anyway, that they were on a platform, a national platform, and there were a lot of issues, real, true issues that could have been brought forward. I happen to know Joyce Riley and them, they're friends with the Browns, and they were putting out also, I like Joyce and Dave, but they were putting out information too that there's no law that requires anybody to file, and that's absolute pure nonsense. There is a law, but it's not a law of the United States. It's a law of Congress. And that's what I'm going to talk about today, is some of these issues along those lines, and these things that are just, they're rampant in the internet, they're rampant in the Patriot community, and most talk show hosts won't touch it, or don't know, or both. It's just astounding. And I do my own research. I obviously have people give me information, and I check things out occasionally, but I tend to stick to my own little bailiwick of basically of a crime is linking the evidence. And I like to see how they did it, because we're not going to defeat these guys, because the bottom line, the real short story is that our country has been overthrown a long time ago. We have a fascist, communist, totalitarian mixture controlling the people in the country. And they've done it very slyly. And this is better than probably any takeover of any country, because most of the people out there will fight to remain slaves to our fascist government. Anyway, I hear the music, and we'll be back in a minute. Stay tuned. We're going to have a lot of interesting stuff you're not going to hear anywhere else.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
For the second, back with the Ralph Winter Road Show out of Alaska, and just been talking about Ed Brown and Elaine getting arrested back in, I guess it's New Hampshire, I think. Those that choose to attack, I should say a word to expose, the system. I can tell you unequivocally now, in generic terms, I have checked out the 1874 revised statutes, the 1878 revised statutes. Both of them were only legal evidence, which is prima facie evidence of law. I've checked out the code, judiciary code of, in 1911, and it repealed only prima facie evidence of law. It didn't say it was enacted into law, and of course that should raise a big, question mark too, because if we go on up to Title 18, of which I now just got the 1,500 pages copied from the Eugene Law Library, and the very last public document intact filed did not include the Senate Report 1620, where they made major changes in just a couple of areas. One is being the, quote, crimes and offenses in Title 183231. So it was put into the public record without the changes in April. So the lawsuit that has been filed by the attorney, a writ of habeas corpus into the Supreme Court, the Title 18 was never voted on by both sides, and somebody added this, the changes of Senate Report 1620, which is from the Judiciary Committee, and I have a complete copy of the text of that one with all of the changes, and I'm going to be scanning that today. Now that I've got it all done, and putting that together with the a couple of books that I've got that I copied, the Title 18 and the Title 28 public records books, and making these available along with the 1948 code, but it conclusively proves not only that Title 18 is all smoke in the front of the public record, it shows it in the books being a law of Congress, not a law of the United States. Laws of Congress operate only in territories, possessions, and the district. And that's Title 28 and Title 18. So, Title 18 is another ruse. Title 28 is a ruse. Title 18 says it went into positive law. Title 28 says it was enacted into law. So the obvious question is, if it has to say in the front of it that it's enacted into positive law or into law, pray tell, what happened to all of those laws of the United States prior to and up to, including the Civil War, that don't make any mention of that, because the only authority of Congress is to enact laws of the United States or private laws for certain individuals. That's it. If they have to say, we are enacting this into law, well, the obvious question is, so what in the world are you doing when you don't say you're enacting it into law? Hello? Title, and if you go look into their nonsense of Title I, where they list all the ones that are, quote, enacted into positive law, you'll find that they're lying. Because if you go check the beginning of these ones that they do that are, say, positive law, you'll find that some of them do not say that. But again, the question becomes, why do you have to say all of a sudden it's into a positive law when all, when they used to, their authority is to enact anything they do when they're assembled, is enact laws of the United States. That's it. Private laws, if they, to a certain party, yeah, they can do treaties. So the question becomes, how did all of this get changed? Or even a better question, can you use code sections in dealing with these guys? And I come to this conclusion a long time ago. But I couldn't make a good enough argument, and I couldn't prove what I wanted to prove, that you can't use their code sections. Now, been involved providing research on a habeas corpus ad subjunctium. There was a code section in there. The judge lumped onto that. It was filed on the civil side. He took it, recast it, put it into the criminal side of an IRS case. And then once he had recast it into that, changed it into a motion. And once it became a motion, I'll deny it. They can't do a true writ of habeas corpus ad subjunctum. They can't do common law. They can't do writs. They can't do any of that in their world. It's all a ruse. It's the same concept as, do I say that I have a, I don't have an insurance policy, but yet I turn around and I quote the policy number? It's illogical. You either live in one world or you live in the other. And it's difficult to get disentangled from this land of Oz, is what I call it, because it's where when you enter that portal, there's no way to win. Congress are the scriptwriters. And you take on a fictional character. And they can delete you whenever they want. They can write you out of the scene. They can take your property. They take your children. They control every aspect of your life. They give you the illusion. It's all one big grand of illusion when you enter into the land of Oz. There are no unalienable rights in the land of Oz. They don't exist. There's no constitution of the United States. There's no constitution of the several states. There's no fundamental rights. They don't exist over there. It's just all made up. Imagine after the Civil War, all the Negroes, and they said, everybody is going to be a Santa Claus. Everybody will have a reindeer. Yeah. Everybody's going to call the reindeer Rudolph, at least one of them. Everybody says, you're crazy. You can't do that. That's what they did in 1866. They created a fiction called The Citizen of the United States. Every road leads back to that same thing. Every road. I've tracked so many of them down, and pretty soon it's like, well, golly gee whiz, there must be something in common here. Everything always leads back to that road, that fiction. But getting back to the laws of the United States, I wanted to, can I prove that the code is all nonsense? And the answer is yes. Because they couldn't, they didn't make it legal and conclusive in the revised statutes of 1873-74. They tried to do that in 1878, but they had so many screw-ups, and the Supreme Court was giving them a headache, because how are they going to go back on the law? If they restarted everything from there, there would be no looking back. You could never go back to any statute, ever, for clarification. And they had so many errors, they had to change the, quote, enacting clause for the revised statutes of 1878 and just make it legal evidence, and it wasn't legal and conclusive. Of course, the logic is, how do they allocate to a commissioner to change the laws of the United States? That's illogical. The only people that can enact laws of the United States is Congress assembled, by and with the consent of both sides, with the help of the president, or they have to do it over a veto in two-thirds. That's it. There's no other way. There's no magic done there. That's what's very helpful about this litigation that's filed into the Supreme Court of the United States. As he goes, he's got some documents that show specified out the exact procedure that Congress must follow. There's no shortcuts. It's got to be done a certain way. If it's not done a certain way, it's not a law of the United States, and that is their only authority. All of these things all go back to the Constitution, and the problem, it's written with such specificity and so accurately in the words, it is so easy to skim right over what's actually there. One of the things that's in a lot of these tax trials is to attack the judge. Of course, if you attack the judge, then who is he? Well, back in the if you have to go get some history so that you can get a concept of what's really going on in that courtroom. I went down here and watched one of our ex-representative Pete Cott got nailed for being bought off by Allen of Vico. And it's a first time I've ever walked in that courthouse. This time, for some reason, they didn't have a marshals tagging along after me. I'm not sure why. I guess I've lost my thrill down there, because I haven't been there for a while. I don't know. But anyway, I sat down in the courtroom. I said, I know what's going on. Who is that guy in that black robe? I know what he's doing. This is not an Article III court. There's no inalienable rights going on in this whole place. But to be able to prove it is another issue. And I can prove it now. And what's even more astounding is they print this stuff, but of course they don't make it real simple. They really don't make it simple. But, of course, the first thing when I sat down, I said, well, who is this little black robe guy up there? I mean, I don't stand up for the black robe guys in these federal courts. Me, the U.S. Marshals and I went round and around, and I said, well, show me the law, because I already know the Supreme Court has ruled I don't have to stand if I don't do anything that would be, quote, dishonorable. Of course, what I do now, well, I hear the music here, and we'll continue on in a minute, and stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute, and we're going to get into some real meat of what's going on and who are those people.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar powered generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000 watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Well, Ralph Kerman Winterroad back with the Ralph Winterroad Show here, and we were talking about what's going on with these courts and who these guys are when you walk into the court. So I walk in, and of course I don't stand for these guys because I don't have any respect for them. But what I do is I usually stand until the judge starts to walk in, then I turn my back to the judge and I very slowly go over and sit down. And that's probably the most disrespectful thing you can do to these guys. And they'd call me on and say, hey, I'm just a slow old guy here, just making my way to my seat. And that's me. But I don't have any respect for these guys because I know what they're doing. So the obvious question is, who are they? Who really are those people up there in front in that black robe? A lot of people have been looking for this for a long time. Lots of people have been looking for it, and I'm one of them. Oh, yes, been looking for these guys for a long time, trying to figure out who in the world are these guys. Well, first of all, there's an understanding that has to be, are they an officer of the United States? That is a real important question, and that's in Article 2, Clause 2, Section 2. And, of course, what is an officer of the United States? Well, it's somebody appointed with the consent of Congress. That's one way to get there. But all of these inferior officers, too, they all have to have an office. So they have to have an office created before they can enter the office. If you're going to build a house, you would assign duties, powers and duties to the plumber, to the electrician. That's the office. It has to be created by Congress or by the Constitution or our local, quote, legislature. It's the powers and duties. It's a grant of power from us. There's got to be an office. What is this guy going to do and what can he not do? That's the first problem that we have to understand. The oath of office is real important, but the bottom line is, you see, these, just like in Alaska, the state judges over here, they have two oaths of office. The lower courts have one, the higher courts have another, and neither one of them match the, quote, Constitution of the state of Alaska, which is one of the better fascist documents ever put out there. I think it was 41 little words. And there's nobody in all of the territorial boundaries of Alaska, complete from the governor on down, can get 41 little words right. Of course they can't, because they have no office. It's a ruse. They always change a word or words or something. So they have no office. Well, then the obvious question is, they call them officers. Everybody's an officer or an employee. Wait a minute. Are you an officer of the United States? That's in the Constitution. It doesn't say officer. So then the obvious question is, this Sedgwick that was sending over this Pete Cottrell down there, we've got Singleton. He's one of the better criminals. He's actually a smart one. We've got some stupid ones over there, too. Beislein and some other federal guys that aren't too sharp. Boy, is that a nice... It's not too sharp is right, boy, I tell you. But anyway, who are these guys? Then? So what are they? Well, what they did after the Civil War in the 1890s, they, quote, Congress passed an act, and they moved the officers of the United States, the judges, over underneath the... Department of Justice. They moved him into the Department of Justice under the seal. You can't be an officer of the United States over in the Department of Justice. You have to have the seal of the United States on it. That's still a valid act with a civil commission. Still a valid act passed at the very beginning of the founding of our Constitutional Republic. It's never been repealed. Still there. They just moved him in over into DOJ. So now we have judges sitting in the Department of Justice. That was one of the little smooth moves they were trying to do back then. So they moved the judges. And all of a sudden, they just become an officer. So what's an officer? Well, you got to go to the Administrative State Code. Title V. What is an officer? And it says right here, for the purpose of this title, this is in Title V. This is the administrative nonsense. This is in the land of Oz. It is not positive law, is not a law of the United States, it's a law of Congress. Territorial. Officer, except as otherwise provided, means a justice or judge of the United States and an individual who is required by law to be appointed in the civil service by the president, and they go on to some other stuff here. Then you can skip on down, subject to the supervision of an authority named in paragraph 1 or the Judicial Conference of the United States. So those judges are either under the president or they're under the Judicial Conference of the United States. They're supervised by them. There it is. They're flunkies. They're not an officer of the United States, because officer is in quotation marks. Doesn't say officer of the United States, because it can't. That's what they are. And, of course, this is confirmed by the employee affidavits, the Form 61, just says they're a mere employee. And an employee is absolutely precludes being an officer of the United States. You're either one or the other. You're a flunky, ministerial officer, or you're an inferior officer of the United States. So that judge is he's an officer. You bet, absolutely. But he's under the supervision of the Judicial Conference of the United States. So that's the first problem. He's not an officer of the United States. Okay, I hear the music, and we'll be back, and then we're going to go on to what else this guy is up there in the little black robe.
Yeah. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Well, we're back for a break, a long period here. Off Kermit Winterode II, with Ralph Winterode Show out of Alaska. And I want to remind everybody, if you want straight information like this, there's two things that's got to happen here. Is RBN, Republic Broadcasting, has to have money. Otherwise, I won't be here, and Ralph has to have donations or joining his special list, because I operate below the poverty level here. It's interesting when you start fighting these guys how you end up on the other side of life, but so be it. That doesn't change what we're doing here. So anyway, of course, so now we look at the judge up there, Sedgwick, that happened to be in this particular trial. So he's a mere officer. He's not an officer of the United States. He has a Form 61. I have it on him. He's a flunky. Sounds good, though, doesn't it? Everybody just stands up and hoo-haws to him, and, of course, they go in there and they argue the codes. And now there is any doubt in my mind that you can't argue any of these codes, because the bottom line, as soon as you step into the codes, you've stepped into the land of Oz. You have to do it at arm's length, or you have to do it through, if you're going to step into the administrative world, called subsidy regulations. And there are three types of regulations, but then they have to be under the statutory authority of Congress, and once you get through all that hoo-ha, you'll find out it doesn't have a darn thing to do with any of the people of these United States, doesn't have anything to do with the citizens of the several states. It only has to do with the citizens of the United States, and of course, when you enter the land of Oz, they have to define United States or state. The obvious question is, why would you have to define state or United States? Is there more than one of them? We started off with the several states. That was it. And possessions and territories. And the government called the United States. They didn't define state in the Judiciary Act. They didn't define the United States. There was only one of them. The several states were the several states, period. And, of course, today, as soon as you step into title, quote, Title 26 and Title 42 into where you, the benefits, they always have to define state to include the territory, Guam, the Marianas, and who knows what the heck else. Well, if we had any type of knowledge passed on in our, quote, public school system, it'd be very simple to know that any time you define a state and you put the word territory included with it, that word state means outside of the Constitution or outside of the several states. Because you cannot legislate, Congress is prohibited within the several states of legislating while they're legislating for one of the territories. And why are they prohibited from doing that? Because in the territories and possessions, Congress operates in two capacities, as a federal government, not national, federal government, and as a state government. Within the several states, they only have the capacity of a federal government. Outside of the several states, they have plenary power. They're it. They're the big guy, the kahunas, which is what they're doing today. But, of course, we have to say we don't want inalienable rights. I don't want my fundamental rights. I want to sell out and become a citizen of the United States. Everything is tied to that by some means, without exception. Anyway, getting back to this good old judge that's sitting up there in the black robe. So now we know he's not an officer of the United States. He's got a Form 61. That's a public record, by the way. And for those, let me pull it up here, but for those that don't know, there's a very interesting little twist that these guys use against us that are in power that we can use against them. Every knife usually has two edges. And so what we want to do is try to figure out how to take their stuff and shove it right back at them and say, well, Pate, this is what you said. I believe every word you say. I believe every word Congress writes. The only problem is it doesn't have anything to do with me. I can prove it. Almost nothing that Congress does has anything to do with me or you, if you know who you are. But if you want to sign up for the benefit package in the land of Oz, it all has to do with you. But anyway, why are public records important? The courts must give legal effect to public acts. And why is that? Because it is a political question, the determination of which by the legislative or executive departments of any government conclusively binds the judges as well as all other officers, citizens, or subjects of that government. And that's Jones versus United States. Jones versus United States, 137 U.S. 202. 137 U.S. 202. 1890. It's on page 212 and 214. They are bound because they always say, oh, we can't do that because that's a political question. Well, guess what? These public acts are by the executive or by the legislative, even though they are the administrative fascist government. They're public records, and therefore it's a political question, and you there, sir, are bound to abide by it. This is one of the reasons why I seek out public records. This is one of the reasons why I've got this 1,500 pages of Title 18 that was printed in 1947 in the Senate report, reprinted again, and then the one that they put into the public record that they supposedly passed, minus the amendments. But somehow it got doctored, which is what the attorney has got a writ of habeas corpus into the Supreme Court of the United States today as an original action. So anyway, let's get back to the court. So I walk into this court, and so the judge, he's not an officer of the United States. He's a flunky, and we can prove it. It's a public record. You can get these. And the Form 61s, sometimes you can get them from the clerk of the United States District Court, but usually you have to write to the Department of Justice because they're the ones where that this judge, he's a arm of the DOJ. So you have to go to the Department of Justice, and that's where you also can get the, quote, civil commission, which they have to have. And, of course, they've changed the words to United States District Judge. He's commissioned to be a United States District Judge. It says so. I've got some prior to and after the Civil War, the commission, civil commissions. And they changed it from the District Court of the United States to the United States District Court. Why is that important? Few little words. What you'll find is all of this nonsense always hinges on a couple little words that we go sailing right by. That civil commission, again, is a public document. I got to rely on it. I believe what El Presidente did. I believe what those congressmen did. I know they're liars and thieves of the greatest degree. Guilty of treason. Each and every one of them. Well, almost without exception. Because once you get two or more of them, you give them the law, and they keep right on trucking to overthrow the laws of the United States. That's waging war, and that's according to the Supreme Court's treason. And I believe the Supreme Court. I'm naive. When there's holdings of the Supreme Court or pronouncements, am I going to argue with them? No. What's even more astounding is that'll shock most people is most of the decisions, not all of them, of course, because we've got judges that... Oh, God, I don't know where they've been in their life, but they sure didn't open the law book. But most of those decisions that are read, if you read them carefully, are correct. They really are. That's what's even more astounding. But anyway, getting back to why is it important that I can use this information against these guys? How could I use the Civil Commission, a public document? It's signed. El Presidente's signature on it. I got to believe it's him. How would I go about using that against these guys? These fascist, these treasonous tyrants. I don't know. I don't know what a good word for them. I've run out of beyond treason. I don't know. There's a movie out. I think that Joyce Riley did Beyond Treason. I don't know what word or words one can use for people that enslave other people. And these people are part and parcel to all of the criminality going on. The highest concentration of acts of treason is sitting in Congress, our legislatures, and the courtrooms, and the cop shops, and the law firms. Almost without exception, under the right circumstances, every one of them is guilty of treason. And none of them are in jail. And they're in charge. Now that's a pretty darn... Either I'm way out there on left field making a statement that I can't back up, or I can back it up, and that's even scarier yet if what I say is true, if a tenth of what I said is true. But it happens to be true, and I can prove it. And that's even scarier yet. We got people that are guilty of treason in charge of our country. This is not a good sign. But, of course, we're the willing slaves. Because I just saw where the Homeland Security, I haven't read it recently, I just did it here about a week and a half ago, but they're going to be changing all of the regulations on when you go ready to fly and you only have to give your name and certain things, but if you don't, then they're going to get around and put you on a no-fly list or on and on and on. And we have a right to public comment. And what that really means, we are being ruled today. They put out these regulations ad nauseum. And we're being ruled by our approval or disapproval. Now, that's an interesting way to rule a country. I thought we were in charge and they made laws and that was the end of it. Oh, no. Congress has hired these agencies ad nauseum and they turn around and put out regulations and they say, hey, slaves out there, citizens of the United States, what do you think about this? Y'all agree to this? And away they go. And then we're being ruled by public notice. That's our Federal Register. That's the game. That's the real short story. But anyway, getting back to this, why is this public record so important? United States District Court. Those are key words. Where did it come from? Where was it created? Does anybody know? It was created in 1948, was the death, as we know it today, of the judicial department, of the judicial power of the United States. It went away. They wiped it away. They put it in the back closet. Said, we don't need that no more. We don't need those things. We've been working since the Civil War, actually in the 1840s, actually the beginning of our republic, Constitutional Republic, but major changes were made in the 1840s. Monumental changes were made after the Civil War and during. In the 1870s, since, they've just been getting right after. And, of course, 1913 era was a great time. And, of course, they just keeping a good old the New Deal. And our New Deal is our good administrative state. We've surrendered our inalienable rights for benefits. But it says right here in Title 28, Section 132. Creation and composition of district courts. How in the world did we get by all of these years when they have to create new courts? I wonder how we got from 1789 to 1948. Don't know. But it says right here, there shall be in each judicial district a district court which shall be a court of record known as United States District Court for the District. So there is the creation, the beginning of a United States District Courts, officially. Now, within the District of Columbia and some of the possessions, they actually went out and changed the name of the existing courts from District Court of the United States for the District of Columbia to the United States District Court for the District of Columbia. They could not pull that off within the several states. Of course, the question is why? Because the Constitution mandates that the judicial power of the United States has got to be in some court within the several states. So they just said, okay, well, the Constitution mandates it, and Hunter's Martin versus Hunter Lessee, a Supreme Court case that's right on point, says you've got, Congress has to do it. So they just said, well, we got these people dumbed down. They've been to public school enough. We run them through the Depression, got them all. We created this citizen of the United States and got them, most of them signed up. And we're getting them by their own signature that they want to have the benefit. And, of course, Babcock, United States versus Babcock, says if you accept the benefit, Congress does not have to provide a court or any remedy. That's a holding. So when you sign up for a benefit, let the buyer beware. Don't go complaining about somebody pounding on you, including the cops stealing your kids or stealing your house, stealing your car, taking your sweat equity, your money. They can do it all. You signed up for it. Don't be bitching. Enjoy. Anyway, back to the creation and composition. So the district courts, United States District Courts, USDC, were created in 1948. So there's the court. Now, if you cross that over to the Civil Commission, you will find it's the Civil Commission is only for United States District Court. It's not for a District Court of the United States. So the president's in on it. He signed up for it. Congress is in on it because they passed and okayed this guy for a United States District Court. So we got all of Congress and we got the president all culpable. It says so on the darn document, and the president, they signed it. They got to be culpable if they don't know how to read. What the heck are they doing at the top of the heap? I'm sorry. Plausible deniability does not work. If you be in the kitchen, you damn well better, and you're the cook, don't tell me that the what comes out of the kitchen is not anything to do with what you're doing in the kitchen because you're the cook. So now we must go on down, now that we can tie in the United States District Court with a civil commission of public records you can get out of the Department of Justice, which says Congress and El Presidente are in on it. His signature, and there's a little certificate thing that comes under the Congress. There's nobody's signature on it because they don't want to sign up for anything. Of course, anybody that's ever tried to get an oath of office of a congressman or a senator has got a real problem. I don't want to give you one. Ask them. Where's your oath of office? It's in the codes yet. That's one of the few that actually goes back to the original 1 Stat 23 is the Senate and Representatives goes back to 1 Stat 23, which rises under Article 6. Try to get a document with their signature. I have had no luck in Alaska. Senator Ted Stevens, one of the best thieves, is stealing these taxpayers' money and bringing it to Alaska. Uncle Ted, Aunt Lisa, and Don Young. Nobody will give me a piece of paper. I wonder why that is. Anyway, I'm going to be back here, and we're going to discuss more how we can tie these things together and prove what these guys are and what they're up to. So stay tuned.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Well, this is Ralph Kermit Winterroad II back with the Ralph Winterroad Show. We got another short segment, and we are discussing today about these courts and public records. And, of course, once it is a public act, a public record, the courts must give legal effect to it because it's a political question. They can't change what the legislature and the executive do. Hoo-ha. I love it. So what we have to do is to read these public records and connect the dots. I think there's a program on RBN, Connect the Dots. I've not ever listened to the gentleman. I don't even know what his subject matter is, but mine is like a chain of evidence. And what I strive to do is I go read what we had. And I go look at the tail end, and when the two don't match up, then I try to connect and see where did they do what they did. How did they pull this off? We're not going to win. These people are waging war against us. There's a war going on. Every time Congress or the legislatures get in session, they are not there reinforcing your inalienable rights, your limited delegation of power. They are there to erode same. It's a scary thought. Every time they get in, our constitutional republic is farther gone. They're not there to do anything with inalienable rights. They don't legislate that way anymore. It's gone. Because the people are gone. Everybody signed up for benefits. We don't want a court. We don't want a separation of powers. When you sign up to be Santa Claus, that's what we are. And every Christmas, of course the IRS calls it the April 15th, you got to bring gifts. Don't bitch. Y'all want to play Santa Claus? Get your gifts out. Show up at Christmas. Bring gifts. That's what it's all about. If you want to enter the fictional world, you got to play with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and the elves and whatever else that Congress can think up. Anyway, back to tying this thing together with public records. We talked a little bit about officer and officer of the United States. And where the judges are under the Judicial Conference of the United States, they're under their supervision. They're not independent. There's no such thing as an independent judge in America today. No, they don't exist. It's another illusion. Now, some of them may act that way to some degree. I mean, obviously, you can't paint everybody with a broad brush, because I know some cops, some police. Cops is a derogatory word, but some police. They're nice guys. They're trying to do the right thing. They'd like to see it change. I know a few attorneys that are good guys. I've never met a good judge. I'm sure there must be some out there. Maybe one or two somewhere. Legislative people? I can't honestly say Sarah Palin, our governor, is probably the closest of anybody that's on the honest side of life, and I'm sure, but nobody's perfect, and I'm not saying that, but at least she's trying to do the right thing. Standing up to the Republican Party, if I could vote, I'd be a Republican probably. But of course they're a conservative, which is traditional. The liberal is less traditional. So hoo-ha. It's a, which level of Nazism do you want? If you're a Nazi, you're a Nazi. And that's what both of them are, unfortunately. So anyway, getting back on point here, I tend to digress. We have established the United States District Court is in the Civil Commission. And it's, oh, I hear the music. Man, I must have been wandered off there a little bit too much. I guess we'll start the next hour continuing on and what's going on in our courts. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
It's true.